All right, good evening, Grace Point. You could say this is my first time back in the pulpit in about a month. It's Thursday. What's the date today, Brian? The 26th of August. So here I am on Thursday, the 26th of August, and I'm back in the pulpit. Amen. I thank God for it. I don't know if everybody out there knows, but I've been fighting some stuff for about a month, and I'm emerging. So it's good to be back. It's good to preach. What an honor to be able to teach the Word of God and to be able to study it and to learn from it. So, Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that all the lessons this day, that you'll just let the Spirit of wisdom and revelation flow by your grace toward us. I pray that you open our hearts and our minds to the Word, that we can learn from it. And God, give us a heart to obey. Give us a heart to obey what we're learning, because it'll empower our lives. Lord, we're just really grateful for the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we've been in the book of Matthew, and we finished chapter 6 last week. We're going on to chapter 7. This chapter 7 at the beginning, this is a scripture where you hear so many opinions about this text right here, where Jesus comes out and says, judge not, lest you be judged. And man, one thing that people that maybe are not following the Lord, one of the first things they'll say to you, if you point out that they're doing something wrong, or they'll say, judge not, lest you be judged. I mean, they'll quote that scripture on us as quick as a rattlesnake. Judge not, lest you be judged. And there is some merit to that. And I want to talk about, what does Jesus mean by judge not, lest you be judged? Throw some light into that. Let me just read the text, then we'll break into it. So Matthew 7, verse 1, judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Now, there's a lot there. One of the things right away is, as Jesus is saying, judge not lest you be judged, he makes this statement, with whatever measure that you mete out, or with whatever measure you judge, it's going to come back to you. This is so important as a believer in Christ. And if you believe that the Bible's God's Word, it's so important. If you understand, there are spiritual laws. Jesus talks about them all the time. I'm amazed sometimes that people think because you believe in spiritual laws that you're some new age person or something. No, Jesus talked about spiritual law all the time. And this was one, with whatever measure you mete out, it's going to come back. So think about this. If you have a little thimble of judgment, you're a very merciful person, and you just barely, you're very cautious not to judge. You're very circumspect about how you view people and what you speak. And then that thimble that you're going through, that small little, that's what's going to come back to you. In other words, the judgment that you're meting out, it's going to come back that same way. It'll be doled out or measured back to you. But if you are a person that is always judging, you're always condemning, you're always pointing out people's faults, you're always pointing out the negative, you're always being critical, he says, then you're going to have a big old, big old judgment coming back to you. And you'll notice this a lot of times, defensive people, the reason they're so defensive all the time, they're always defensive, is because they're constantly judging, and because they're constantly judging, they're constantly defending against being judged. It's like this thing. And we don't want to be people that we're dealing out judgment and negativity toward people or it's coming back to us. We want to be merciful. I remember, and I've shared this story many times, but which I do, when the Lord really teaches me something, I'll repeat it over and over because the Lord really taught it to me. And I remember I was at a coffee shop, Planet Coffee in Pickerington years ago, and I was reading the Bible, and the Lord spoke to me, and he says, Brad, do you want mercy in your life? And I said, yes, Lord, I want mercy in my life. And he said, then be merciful. Be merciful. Don't be hard on people. I think oftentimes, like with preachers, sometimes I think we're too hard. Sometimes I think I am on the people, and we're not hard enough on ourselves. I think and this is one of the things Jesus is saying. He says that if you take that plank out of your own eye, you take this beam out of your own eye, and then you'll have the ability to take the speck out of your brother's eye. And one of the things I think he means by this beam or this plank, I think that judgment is the beam. That judging others and condemning other people, that is the beam. That is the plank in our eye. When you look at people with an evil eye and you look at people to condemn them, I've had people disappointed in me for different, as a pastor, as a person in different capacities in my life. And you know, when someone's disappointed in you, or when someone gets upset with you, or I've had people truly hate me, and when someone hates you, the way that they look at you is totally different. I had a man one time that truly despised me and hated me, and it was very unfortunate. I was a believer. I was following Christ, and you know, I thought it was very spiritual, the way he treated me. And it caused me great suffering for 3 or 4 months, just great suffering in my life. But when he looked at me, he truly had a plank in his eye. He had a great beam. And that was a beam of hatred. That was a beam of prejudice. That was a beam of condemnation. That was a beam of judgment toward me. And there is no way that he could look at me and change me or remove a speck from my eye or improve me in any way the way that he dealt with me and thought about me. He was unable to because he couldn't see me as a valuable human being. And he wasn't looking at me through the eyes of God or the eyes of love. And so it would be impossible. So when we remove that desire to condemn other people, to judge other people, to silence other people, when we remove that, it's like we're taking a plank or a beam out of our eye, and now our eye is single. And because our eye is single, it's full of light. Now we're looking at people with love. And if I look at you with love, and I see that you have a fault, now, because I'm looking at you with love, I am able to go over there in a spirit of meekness and remove that speck from your eye. I'm able to speak into your life and help you to get rid of your trespass or your sin. Flip over to Galatians chapter 6. And Brian, is there a clock or something we could have up there, or I really want to be mindful of my time. Galatians chapter 6 says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, you see that? You who are spiritual, Restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. See that same thought there. If you're spiritual, if you've got the plank out of your own eye, if you're looking to restore your brother, one of the things that Christians debate about, there's text in Corinthians that talks about, you know, judging and separating out people that are doing certain behaviors. It's a pretty wicked behavior. Guy is sleeping with his father's wife or something, and Paul says they need to judge him. That's a pretty serious thing. It wasn't a minor thing. But people talk about that, and there are times when the church has to judge or the church has to be involved in matters like that. It is never for like the punishment of the person, but rather it's ultimately for the restoration of the person. Even in the judgment, it's to protect the body and it's to restore the person. And that's a very rare thing, and it traditionally is a very serious thing that would bring judgment, church judgment. So people talk about that. There are times in a church context, you know, but here, even here in Matthew 7, in verse 3, it says, you can't remove the speck from your brother's eye. You see that? It's your brother. It's not talking about a non-believer, talking about removing a speck from your brother's eye. So this is what I want to say about this. I'm going to wrap this up today, but this is what I want to say about that. I would be very slow to judge. In fact, just recently, Pam and I heard some news. We heard that a specific person said a specific thing about me, and then they said a specific thing about the church, and it disappointed me. I was disappointed, but I thought, you know what, Lord, even though this person said that about the church and about me, I choose to forgive them. I'm not going to judge them. I'm not going to go negative on it. I just choose to forgive them. I'm not going to judge them for it. And then lo and behold, like 2 weeks later, the story changes. It wasn't that person. It was somebody else. And it wasn't even our church. It was a whole other church that they were talking about. And that's just one example of why we got to be slow to judge. So many times in my life, I've heard things and I've had an emotional reaction to something somebody told me, and it wound up not even being true or half true. You know, just not even true. Or I heard something about somebody that really wasn't true. And so what I've learned is just to be very slow in passing judgment on anybody. And in fact, I've learned really not to judge. For me, the Christian should not be a judging person. We should be a restoring person. We should be a person that is willing to take the speck from our brother's eye. We should be a person that's spiritual enough to hold people accountable in the spirit of love without bringing condemnation to our brother and our sister. And I'll just leave it right there for tonight. Thank you.